Welcome back to another episode of I Am Mook. I'm your boy, Mook. But you can call me Yogi Mook, Swami Mook, Mookie-san. You know what it is. What Mook am I to you? Today, I honestly don't feel like coming up with a specific topic to talk about or give lesson markers or shit. Like, I just want to talk to y'all and just vibe. I'm more comfortable when I'm not scripted or nothing. I can just talk. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. Talking about whatever comes to mind. But I will start off by saying, how are y'all doing today? That's something that's automatic. Every episode, I'm going to ask y'all, how are y'all doing? And the response should always be, I'm always good. So what y'all want to talk about today? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Reality? Existence? I guess we can start there. But what about reality? What about existence? What is reality to you? Is reality a shared experience? Or is reality based upon the individual perspective? In my opinion, I think we live in a shared reality, but each individual or each individual's perspective shapes their reality. 10 people can look at the same color, but then all view it a different shade of the same color, if that makes any sense. Like, have you ever been around somebody that's looking at the color pink and they're saying it's purple, but to you, you're like, it's more pink than purple, but they're standing on it, it's more purple than pink. But you're both looking at the same quote-unquote color. Who's correct? It's cases like that that make me believe that reality is based upon the individual, or it's shaped by the individual. No one reality is the true reality. Who's to say we're even living in a true reality? I love questioning my reality. I love thinking of different possibilities. I love thinking of endless possibilities because I believe that we live in infinite and eternal existence. And when living in an infinite and eternal existence, I would assume there's infinite possibilities. And with infinite possibilities, that means it's possible that we're not in a true reality. But who knows? What's a version of a reality that we could be living in? A flat earth? We could be living in a dream. I believe that's possible. The reason why I think living in a dream is possible is because when you go to sleep and you start dreaming, right? You don't sometimes realize you're dreaming. You literally become part of that world. You become part of that reality. The colors are real to you in that moment. The people, the places, all the things that surround you in your dream world are real to you. That is your reality in that moment. It's not until you wake up that you realize that you were dreaming. So in this current moment, I could be dreaming and still be immersed into the reality of my dream, not knowing that I'm asleep. But it's not until I wake up that I realize that this was all a dream. So that's my thoughts on that. That's why I think it's possible that we're dreaming. That's why I like movies like Inception. Yeah, I like things that question your reality. I like ideas, philosophies, conversations. I like things that get us out of the thoughts of normal everyday conversation, like the weather, sports, women, guys, fashion. I like talking about self-growth, spirituality. I like talking about the stuff that I feel is infinite, that has no material end. I don't think love has a material end. I should probably say it doesn't have a material end. But you know, who knows? In the existence of infinity, you know, it might. Love could probably be manifested into a tangible item, possibly. That's another reality. What if reality is not a dream? What if reality is manifested consciousness? What if it's an accumulation of energy that was dissipated at one point, but then converged upon itself? So what if our material world exists because thought created it? That's a possibility. And everything that I'm saying is a possibility. It's not a fact. It's not a, yo, we're for sure living in a dream, niggas. Or we're for sure manifested consciousness. But I like thinking about stuff like that. What if we are manifested consciousness? Because if you think about it again, in your dream world, your thoughts are manifested. In your dream world, that world exists because of energy, of course, or maybe the energy you put into that thought. Is it possible that we're living in a dream? Is it possible that our reality is shaped by conscious thought? Maybe our reality is shaped by the collective thought. Maybe it takes all that's on earth right now and our thought energy, or our energy of thought, to create the reality that we're living in, this shared reality. But again, perceived differently by everyone. It's shaped by every individual. This world could be a beautiful paradise to someone. The same place can be a prison or hell to another. Which one is correct? I think it's based upon the individual. This could be heaven on earth or hell on earth. Still earth. Or is it? What if Mars was Earth and we fucked that joint up and then moved to another planet and now we named this joint Earth? What if Mars is desolate because that was our first Earth? What if like the apocalypse already came? You know, what if Judgment Day already came, but Earth was Mars? I could be rambling, but that's the whole point. This episode, I'm just talking to y'all. Talking about life, you know, talking about existence, history. Why not? Y'all rather talk about the football season, fashion, that's gonna change probably in the next minute. Y'all wanna talk about the best college hooper? Y'all wanna talk about the best sports car? Personally, those things don't help to improve my being. Communication, love, discipline, structure, growth, spirituality, those things help to shape my reality. Those other things really is just entertainment. I don't know, it's possible, man, that, you know, life is like a game. You know, when you get a game over, you can start again. Maybe that's why we have deja vus. Maybe we've already lived these lives. We just didn't fucking beat the game and we lost and we came back and we're doing it again. And you just keep coming back and doing it again until you get it right. Maybe reality is a game. And in every game, there's a purpose, there's missions, there's side quests, there's achievements, there's all kinds of stuff. But if you get sidetracked and you get killed in a game, you just start over. There's no memory. There's no save point sometimes. You got to start that shit all the way over. What if that is life for us? What if we've already been here and we've done it so many times that it becomes deja vu? Maybe that's what deja vu is. It's possible. I'm not saying it is, but I'm trying to bring your thoughts to infinite possibilities. I'm trying to take it away from being confined in one set idea or belief. In the existence of eternity and infinity, you can believe whatever you want. I'm not saying believe the wrong thing. I'm just saying we have the ability to think. Why not broaden our perspective? And I feel like we limit it by talking about the same shit every day. What's another one? So we got three possible realities so far. So we got reality being a dream as a possibility. The shared collective thought materializing into reality is a possibility. Living in a simulation or a game is a possibility. What's one of the philosophical ones? The vat in a machine, a brain in a vat? The brain in the vat idea is that what if you don't have a body? What if your brain was hooked up to a computer? I guess that would still be a simulation. Like, what if you don't have no physical body? But yeah, what if we don't really have bodies? What if our brains are in a lab hooked up to a machine that's creating reality for us? I don't even need to know the truth. I just like talking about it. Like, I don't think anyone would know the exact truth. I was given an answer when I went looking for it. I ate some mushrooms and I went on a trip. Magic mushrooms. Went on a trip. And I had an intent when I went on this trip. I want to know the truth. I want to know a truth. I came across an answer. The answer I was given, I'm not saying this is an answer for everyone. This is my answer. This is a truth, a part of a truth that I found. The answer was, you don't need to know the truth. When you know the truth, it is now finite. To know the truth means it is undeniable knowledge that cannot be argued across infinity, across eternity, all at the same time. It is a truth that can never be argued. And when you have the truth, you have the end. To know the truth is to be at the end. So it's better for me not to know the truth. It's better for me to wonder, to deduce, to think, to contemplate, to ponder, hypothesize, theorize. All these things are infinite. But to know the fact is to know the end, and to know the end is to be the end. That was a truth that I learned. I made it to the end of infinity and came back. And that was a truth that I was given. You don't need to know the truth. Not because you can't handle it, but in the existence of infinity, unless you're throughout infinity and eternity simultaneously at the same moment, it's possible you will never know the exact fact unless you are the creator of all. So there's no need to know the truth. Maybe a truth or part of a truth could be helpful. But yeah, we're in 2023 out of billions. I mean, we could be in anything. Do aliens exist? I guess we could talk about that in the next episode. I got a whole theory on that. Do aliens exist? What do you think my answer is? I want to answer it right now. But I'll see you guys in the next episode. This was probably a long one, but who cares? Oh, talking about existence, and your boy didn't even talk about the Matrix, man. So yeah, next episode, I'm going to talk about the Matrix. And speaking of the Matrix, I do have a story time for that too. I got some shit that happened, a time that I got robbed in Japan, and it ties into the Matrix, and we could talk about aliens and shit afterwards. If y'all don't like the music being on while I'm talking on the podcast, let me know in the comments. I'll cut the shit off next time. See you in the next episode, you mooks.